This is the foundation of spiritual life, spiritual aspiration, is recognizing our own deficiencies, a candid assessment of our situation. So recognizing our own imperfections, but realizing that this element within us, in the midst of so much imperfection, that seeks perfection, is something very valuable, that tendency. So even in the midst of so much imperfection, there's this tendency to search for perfection, the ideal, the absolute. And he says, that tendency, he said, it's weak. As we told, Jiva's an impoverished Shakti. She needs to gain some wealth, some capital from a superior servitor, Ashraya Vigraha, Chit Shakti. Come under their guidance and influence. He said, so this tendency to seek perfection is very weak, otherwise we would have it by now. We would have attained it. But, he said, so that's the nature of the finite, is to be subjected to imperfection. But that, and it points to the need we have to address that, to fulfill that, is beyond ourselves, is outside of ourselves. He said, so that makes room for the guru or the guide, which is the functioning principle of divinity, revealing himself in this world. And here Guru Maharaj says, and the perfect must, by dint of being the perfect, the means for revealing himself is something native to himself. Right? It's the infinite who can make itself known to the finite, as Guru Maharaj said, otherwise he's not infinite. And therein lies our prospect. And that's the beauty, mysterious charm of Krishna consciousness, is coming in connection with the infinite, the Supreme Lord, the Supreme Absolute Truth, reality of the beautiful, by connecting with his agent, divine agency, Sri Guru, the divine guide. Because, and Guru Maharaj deals with this also, he said, one might think, well, you can get all this internally. What is the need of help outside yourself? He said, but that voice within us is often unreliable. We cannot discern the voice of God, the voice of divinity, from our own speculative imaginings or wishful thinking or selective remembrance. Said, so very mercifully, Krishna comes before us as the guide or the guru to guide us from the world of imperfection toward the world of perfection. And by activating us, our serving capacity.